From the News Center, a news focus.
As the retail apocalypse of the past few years continues, it is slowing down a bit, although we're learning more about how investors and employees have been getting the news about closings over the past decade. We hear today from Kate Sislava, an assistant professor of accounting at Bucknell University.
Each company would come up with a beautiful name for the strategy of closing down the stores. For example, Macy's calls their store closure a Polaris strategy. Polaris, the guiding star, so they are kind of like saying, we found a way to go. And then, for example, Express, apparel company, which is planning to close quite a few stores as well, their name is Express Way Forward. As they are communicating in the text of their press releases, they will resort to the use of so-called euphemisms, words and phrases which talk about something negative but present it in a positive light. Some examples of Macy's is they are talking about reducing duplicative work. It's not clear what is duplicative work. It's just their way of saying that they will be laying off. They say we will be saying goodbyes to our colleagues and dear friends. Again, it sounds very nice and sweet, but what it means, it's more people losing their jobs. The use of this expression spikes around times of crisis. For example, during the global financial crisis, the number of euphemisms in earnings calls drastically went up. In accounting, what we say there is this idea of big bath, meaning that if you have some bad news, you better combine it all together and take one big bath. They might make this announcement around the time when earnings are already disappointing.
The bottom line, retail is changing, although Sislava does not believe we're heading toward an online-only shopping situation, but rather adjustments to where and how we shop. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.